today, the 29th of September, is the day when in the church we remember the feast of St. Michael and All Angels. And so it was particularly poignant that in the midst of their celebrations, I arrived at St. Michael's School for the Blind in Ranchi in northeastern India. And on this day, 29th of September, they observe it, as they call it, as their birthday, their feast day. And it was a very moving experience to come back here to friends that we first established a link with in 2005, to come back here this time joined by my 10-year-old daughter Hannah. And we experienced what was a very emotional welcome, very emotional sense of connection between Temple Breedy in Crosshaven in Cork and St. Michael's in Ranchi. And of course, as we're here in Ranchi, at the headquarters of the Diocese of Chota Nagpur, we can't but think of the many faithful Irish priests and people who have had a love and affection and for some a life's work connection with this place. I think of people like Elizabeth Fair, I think of John Patterson, I think of Peter Harvey, all of whom have died and are part of that great company of the angels we think of today. But I also think of one of my former mentors, Billy Marshall, who is still fondly remembered here. And so as we start our little pilgrimage to be with friends, to strengthen partnership and to strengthen our link, I look forward to the next few days with humility, with excitement, and with a profound sense of gratitude for the opportunity simply to be here with people who are vulnerable. These young children are blind. To many, they're on the fringes of society, and yet here they have a dignity and they are equipped and skilled to live to their full potential. Nothing can describe the noise and the smells of India. You may be able to hear some of the noise in the background. It's now 7 o'clock in the evening and it's like midday on St. Patrick Street in Cork. I don't think it ever gets quiet here. So today, on this very special day, we think of all the people here in St. Michael's, and indeed we think of all those, particularly through the mission from Trinity College in Dublin down through the years, who have sustained and nurtured the faith in this part of God's beautiful kingdom.